When we enter these practices of awareness, what you recognize instantly is that relaxation becomes so critical. And you notice that the more still your awareness, the more relaxed your experience is also. So set yourself up for that stillness by relaxing at the very beginning of your practice, by settling the body in its natural state. Recognizing tension where it occurs in the body, and releasing it on the exhalation. And by recognizing also turbulent energy, which you experience in the body, release that as well on the exhalation. And as you continue to deepen your relaxation with every out-breath, maintain the clarity of your awareness that you begin the meditation with. And with the relaxed body and the release of turbulent energy, you can easily experience the natural state of speech, effortless silence. What is all this chatter but a conceptualizing mind? When you don't engage it, the absence of that is silence. And then settle the mind in its natural state. These preliminaries are taking the fruit as the path. The natural state of the mind is where we end up at the culmination of our shamatha practice. The natural luminosity, non-conceptuality, and bliss of substrate consciousness. But it is also the path by which we arrive at that. So rest now in your best approximation of non-conceptuality. Stillness, spaciousness. But this non-conceptuality is not unknowing. It is not unawareness. It is not blankness. It is not passed out. There is luminosity. This luminosity is the quality of consciousness that knows things, that makes appearances manifest. And now just rest in the luminosity with no appearances. With the mind simply knowing itself to be luminous. You are aware of the most fundamental fact that you are aware. Rest in this stillness. And let this be the observatory on the sun, your point of view. Spacious, still awareness. And when appearances arise, note them in the instant that they arise. Note them without taking interest in their uniqueness or in their qualities. Of what they are, what they mean to you, whether you like them or not. See them simply as motion in the instant that they begin to move. And as soon as you note them, likely what will happen is that the thief will withdraw. The thought will not fully form. This is shamatha without a sign, meaning that you are resting in still awareness that is vivid in its luminosity. And at this point, there may not be a total absence of appearances. But as His Holiness said, concepts are not self-sustaining. They require engagement of your illuminating awareness for them to have a life beyond a brief moment of being a bubble. If you engage with these concepts as they arise, your still awareness is set in motion. And you lose the perspective that knows the motion of appearance. If that happens, release your grasp on the distracting object and let it disappear without you into space. To recognize motion in the instant that it begins to move. Let your space be vast, boundless. And let your awareness be this vast, boundless space. And within this space, any movement is instantly recognized for what it is, as movement within the space of stillness. Awareness is self-illuminating. It knows itself to be aware. This is the wonder of consciousness. And this illuminating awareness can illuminate appearances, can illuminate motion without becoming itself set in motion. It remains vast as space, rather than shrinking to the size of the appearance and becoming fused with it. And when you recognize from this vast space movement, without engagement, the movement ceases. The movement is simply an invitation to set your awareness in motion, to fuse with it. And when the invitation isn't acted upon, isn't taken up, the movement, just like a rejected suitor, slinks off, disappears. In the untrained mind, an absence of appearances can lead to an absence of clarity. This is why we seek constant stimulation, because we believe that it produces clarity. Rest in that innate clarity, the luminous nature of the mind, without becoming dull, lax, drowsy, in the absence of appearances. One term in Dzogchen to describe this, state of still awareness, spacious, clear, is resplendent emptiness. Rest in this resplendent emptiness of awareness knowing itself and recognizing motion in the instant it arises. So why don't we take a 14-minute break, and we will just start the next session at 11 o'clock.